But, of course, there was no need to confess all these crimes to Inspector Birch. All that interested him was that she was passing through the hall and heard voices in the office.
And stopped to listen?
Certainly not, said Elsie with great dignity, feeling that nobody really understood her. I was just passing through the hall, just as you might have been yourself, and not supposing they was talking secrets. Didn't think to stop my ears, as no doubt I ought to have done. She sniffed slightly.
Come, come, said the inspector soothingly. I didn't mean to suggest.
Everyone is very unkind to me, said Elsie between sniffs. And there's that poor man lying dead there, and sorry they'd have been, if it had been me, to have spoken to me as they've done this day.
Nonsense, we're going to be very proud of you. I shouldn't be surprised if your evidence were of very great importance. Now then, what was it you heard? Try to remember the exact words.
Something about working in a passage, thought Elsie.
Yes, but who said it?
Mr. Robert.
How do you know it was Mr. Robert? Had you heard his voice before?